Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello, I am Rebecca Weber. Welcome to Kids in Mind. This month, we have Rebecca Wood, a counselor based in Geneva, as our guest, and she is speaking to us about infant development and a type of therapy called parent-infant therapy. For more information, please visit RebeccaWoodCounseling.com. Rebecca, so this week we're going to speak about what babies can do and also what they need. Can you give us a little bit of information? I mean, where do we start? Big topic.
Yeah. A useful metaphor, I think, is to think of this as a relationship akin to that of an apprentice and a master craftsperson. So babies bring something. They have some capabilities, but parents bring something too. And it's that connection between the two that is the most important.
So as a little miniature apprentice, what are some of the things that babies can do already?
Great. From the first moments of life, babies are born with an ability to see. It's limited, but they can see, hear, smell, touch. They can move between states of calm, alertness, and smiling into states of fussiness and crying. They can withdraw, turn away. Some limited ability to control limbs and their head. And they, most importantly, can use their caregiver to regulate themselves. So I like to think of it as a baby being like an organism and seeking to gain homeostasis, and it's searching for patterns in its environment.
Interesting. So can you give us some examples then of like a baby's ability and how a caregiver may respond to support this, you know, goal of homeostasis or not?
Yeah. A great example, I think, is if you imagine a tiny baby, weeks old, held in the arms of its caregiver, and they're currently staring deeply into each other's eyes. And there's a moment where that baby is in a state of calm alertness. And that baby is regulating itself through the parent's face, which is familiar to that baby and which is soothing to that baby, through that parent's smell and through the touch.
It's quite moving, actually, even just hearing you say that and imagining and remembering those phases.
Yeah. And in that moment, this baby is in a pleasurable state. But as that baby looks deeply into the parent's eyes, they might start to feel overwhelmed. They might start to feel overstimulated. And one thing that baby can do is turn its head to one side. So you might see the baby turn away, break the gaze, and then a moment later turn back and look at the parent.
Interesting.
And what that baby is doing is regulating itself. But the key bit is that maybe the baby now begins to feel hungry or is tired, and the baby cannot do anything about that. So the baby moves from calm alertness to fussiness. And this is the moment where the baby is signaling to the parent, I need help.
And what are some of the things that babies need, for example?
Great. They need responsive, and predictable care. They need an emotional response from someone. So someone who's able to see their emotional state and respond to it. But again, I mentioned it last week, and I will leave you with this idea this week. We do not need perfection. And we know that actually, even in securely attached parents and babies, there is only attunement a third of the time. And two thirds of the time between a parent and baby, there is mismatch and then a process of repair. And this is incredibly important for a growth in a baby of a sense of mastery and of coping strategies in this growing child.
And for reassurance for the parents that they're doing that good enough job. Thank you so much, Rebecca. This is Kids in Mind. If you'd like to hear this episode again or others like it, you can visit our website, worldradio.ch/Kids in Mind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.